Just when you could be forgiven, Pádraig Láidge, for getting kind of bored with football behind closed doors, along comes a game like last night. No Champions League for Cristiano Ronaldo this year.
No, Gavin, good morning to you. Plenty of excitement certainly in the Champions League last night, particularly in RT's televised game involving Porto and Juventus. Porto actually losing 3-2 on the night to Juventus in Turin after extra time. The tie was level at 4-4 in aggregate, but Porto going through to the Champions League quarterfinals on away goals. Borussia Dortmund also booked their place in the last eight. Striker Erling Haaland scored twice as they drew 2-2 with Sevilla, the Germans advancing with a 5-4 aggregate win. A knee injury means Liverpool forward Roberto Firmino is doubtful for tonight's last 16 tie with RB Leipzig. The Brazil international didn't train with the squad prior to their departure for Budapest yesterday. Jurgen Klopp's side lead 2-0 from the first leg. Paris Saint-Germain are 4-1 up on Barcelona heading into their second leg in France. The former Masters champion Danny Willett has withdrawn from this week's Players' Championship in Florida after testing positive for COVID. The Englishman competed at last week's Arnold Palmer Invitational. The Players' Championship is regarded as the biggest tournament outside the four majors. The 2019 winner Rory McIlroy is actually the defending champion, as last year's event was halted after the first round due to the worsening pandemic. And like so many others, McIlroy is hopeful of some return to normality in the months ahead.
You know, a year into it and you think, okay, you know, we hopefully will be done now, the vaccine's rolling out and you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So even somewhere last week in Orlando, you know, sort of following the news of, say, a Texas opening back up again and, you know, removing the mask mandate and all that stuff. And there's a part of me that likes that, right? There's a part of me that likes people to have freedom and have their own choice and all of that. But then you walk into, like, a busy restaurant in Florida and you're sort of taken aback and you're like, whoa, maybe we're just not quite ready for this yet. And, you know, the idea is great and the idea you're comfortable with, but then when you actually start to live it, it's like, whoa, maybe this is a little too soon. So hopefully by the end of the summer, getting into the end of the fall, you know, things start to become a little more normal again. You know, I certainly think that everyone's looking forward to the day when things can go back to where they were pre the 2020 Players' Championship.
The Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board Referral Committee hearing into a video of amateur rider Rob James mounting a dead horse will take place today. It's not known if an outcome will be made public today. Richie McLernan will take over from Maxine O'Sullivan on It Came to Pass in the Hunter's Chase at Cheltenham next week. O'Sullivan is unable to take the mount because of the current ban on amateur riders in England as part of COVID restrictions. A beauty spot that overlooks Cheltenham will be patrolled by police during the festival. Cleve Hill provides views of Prestbury Park and it's feared that spectators may congregate there next week, with the festival taking place behind closed doors. And we're so used to hearing the famous Cheltenham roar when the first race, the Supreme Novices Hurdle, starts. We might be hearing it next week after all, because ITV are considering adding in recorded crowd noise to their coverage. The Ireland rugby squad will continue their training and preparations today for Sunday's Six Nations game against Scotland in Murrayfield. The Ireland starting 15 will be announced by head coach Andy Farrell on Friday. And assistant coach Paul O'Connell was asked how he has found the first month in his new role.
It's difficult. I mean, it's very intense. The hours are long. You know, we've very little time as well. You'd love to have more time with the players, even in the working week. It's a constant, I suppose, discussion with Andy around how much time you're going to get with the players. But that time restriction is probably what makes you keep things simple. It makes you stick to what's relevant rather than trying to cover off everything, because you don't know what a team are going to do from week to week either. You just have to be able to prepare for the unexpected. So that's probably the biggest challenge, I think, is just trying to get time with the players, trying to prepare for, I suppose, the critical few moments in the game rather than trying to cover everything. And sometimes you have to go into a game knowing you haven't everything covered off and knowing that the players are clever enough to solve problems on the go, but I must say I find that really challenging. I think it's a challenge for every young coach, is to want to cover everything, and Andy is good at putting the reins on that.
the GAA has issued a warning to clubs that their water systems, which have been left stagnant for months, could contain dangerous bacteria which may cause Legionnaires' disease. They're advising clubs to implement a suitable flushing regime or consider draining the system. And finally, in cycling, heading into the fourth stage of the Paris-Nice, Sam Bennett remains in the green jersey. Switzerland's Stefan Bissiger leads overall.